When North Korea invaded, the Air Force had few tactical reconnaissance assets. And this created problems in knowing where the enemy was and what his next move might be. Only one RF-80A reconnaissance squadron and a handful of other types operated in the Far East. The few Air Force reconnaissance and photo development personnel available did their best to track the rapid North Korean advance. In January of 1951, the situation improved with the arrival of reconnaissance expert Colonel Karl Popp Bolivka. He instituted many positive changes, beginning with the activation of the 67th Tactical Reconnaissance Wing. Bolivka also made the best use of the limited forces under his command by creating a priority system assigning reconnaissance missions to those most in need. The Air Force flew reconnaissance missions for the Army and also conducted other important photo missions. Aerial reconnaissance played an important part in identifying and rating potential bombing targets as well as their respective anti-aircraft threats. Reconnaissance also determined post-strike bombing damage and detected enemy efforts to repair airfields, bridges, and factories. The key to the UN counteroffensive in 1950 was a surprise amphibious landing far behind enemy lines at Incheon. Timely reconnaissance contributed to the landing's stunning success. Shortly before the landing, U.S. Navy planners needed to know the precise heights of Incheon's seawalls at low and high tides. Four RF-80 missions quickly delivered 2,100 photos that provided the measurements and greatly aided the landing.